Hi everyone, welcome to Training with Casey, where we explore animal training and living our best lives with animals. I'm Joseph Laughlin, producer of this podcast, and now, here's your host, Casey Covert. Let's get started.
Here is the sweet little lamb affair. You can see she feels very comfortable with Dave. And she wants to just lean into him and go to sleep. When she gets her hooves done, as long as Dave's there, she's good as gold. Well, let's talk about this. She's a daddy's girl. She makes close relationships with men, and she doesn't make as close a relationship or as trusting a relationship with women. That needs to change for my sake and for her sake. So we're going to be coming up with a plan on how to do that and then working through that plan, and we're going to share that with you. I hope you'll stay tuned and go through this journey with us. There are many people that have an animal that's more comfortable with one gender than the other. And for example, here, I don't really mind if Affair is more comfortable with Dave. In other words, I don't mind if Dave is her favorite. I have a wonderful relationship with Sarah, and I want Affair to have her own person. And really, I know I can make a relationship with her, but Dave's not an animal professional. And so, if she doesn't make a relationship with him, that makes my life more complicated. Because the better the animals like Dave, the easier everything is. Okay, well, I will mention one other thing. And that is, I've always been that person that would go to somebody's house and their cats would come out and sit next to me and purr and want me to pet them. And the person would go, "That's amazing, this cat doesn't like people. Normally it hides in the back room." I even had a situation one time where I was walking down the street and there was a man watering his garden with a hose. And there were five cats walking down the street with me. And the man called out, "Can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." And so he walked over with his hose, looking incredulous the whole time. And he says to me, do you know why I wanted to talk to you?" Letting the jet go. And of course, I had no idea. And he said, "I want to talk to you because I hate cats. And they come over and they poop in my yard. And then I have to clean it up. So every time I see them anyplace, I hose them, so they stay away from my yard. But these cats like you so much that they're not only following you through the street, like who knew that was a thing, but they're not even running away when I come over here with my hose. What's going on?" Well, I didn't have an answer for him. And I got to tell you, I felt a little complimented and like, yeah, I'm an animal woman. Yeah, that's it. Well, go forward 20 years, and now every place I go, the cats go to Dave. The little parrots go to Dave. The horses go to Dave. I had a talk with Dave about it. "Dave, I'm a world-famous animal trainer. That job has been taken. Could you please go amuse yourself doing something else?" The animals just say, "Get out of here. We want to talk to Dave." So there's more than gender going into the situation when animals show a preference for one person or another. But many of them definitely have a preference for a particular gender. What are some of the other preferences? Do you know offhand some of the most common ones? One is race. I don't think it's that they're racist. I think that animals like to be comfortable. And whatever scent of people they grew up with, they feel more comfortable with that. And it can be really risky and embarrassing, because you'll be walking down the street and all of a sudden your animal will start barking ferociously at somebody that's just minding their own business. They're a perfectly wonderful person and they just happen to be there, and it's embarrassing and disturbing. Well, don't worry about it. It's pretty easy to teach your animals that people come in all types, all colors, all scents, all food choices, music choices, the whole bit. Okay, so we started this whole thing. That's doing acrobatics right over our head. So it's kind of cool to watch, a little difficult to video through. Okay, so finishing up. Affair. You need to take smaller bites there, girl. Sheesh, can you blame me for losing my place? That's the Carolina Wren affair. Okay, so finishing up, animals can have unexpected preferences for somebody, not based on how nice that person is or even how good they are with animals. It could be based on gender, race, what they eat, how they move around, even whether or not they take certain medications. I have seen a dog more times than once all of a sudden part off while they're walking free and there's people at the beach or something, and just walk up to somebody and want to start licking their skin. And it turns out dogs can detect people that have diabetes and they have sweet skin, or cystic fibrosis, they have salty skin, and they'll pick them right out of the crowd and go there and want to lick their skin. So there's all kinds of things that you can watch out for. But the good news is all of these things are easy to teach the animals about and to teach them to have a more equitable reaction to all people, to let all people and all others be looked at one at a time, just as we all should do. All right, thanks for joining me. Take care.
Hey, fans, are you enjoying Training with Casey? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Casey Covert on YouTube. That is youtube.com/C/Casey Covert. Also, give the podcast a like, share, and comment. Thanks for joining us. Come back for more news and views on animal training and living with animals. Stay at the top of the pack with Casey. This is Joseph Laughlin, producer of Training with Casey. See you next time.